As I Went Out One Morning is the first major exhibit of Thomas Hausego's works in the United States. The title is from a Bob Dylan song. Hausego has said the title came to him shortly after spending 3 days at Storm King Art Center in January, in the snow, laying out the exhibition. Nora Lawrence is associate curator at Storm King and worked closely with Hausego for the six-month show.
Everything on view in the show is from 2007 to the present. And outside, I think we really have a great cross-section of the different types of works that he's made.
Everything from enormous striding figures to a sleeping boy to coins and masks. There are also two sculptures that speak to the artist's fascination with the wild animals of his Los Angeles residence. Nora Lawrence walks the group over to the 2011 aluminum rattlesnake figure.
And he was inspired to make this upon seeing his daughter, his young daughter, outside one day just dancing with a rattlesnake before her. And so, you know, he thought, well, this is something that, number one, I have to stop. I have to teach her about rattlesnakes. But also, wow, a rattlesnake. I'm from Northern England. This is crazy. You know, we live in the wild. And so I think that was very inspirational in his desire to do something this sort of totem-like.
Hausego was born and raised in Leeds, England. He became a U.S. citizen in 2012, having relocated to L.A. in 2003. As Lawrence speaks more about the artist's background, the group meanders to an owl.
We have so many art lovers who know lots and lots about art who are coming to see things, but we also have little kids. And I think that this type of work really speaks to that. You can both see it as something that shows the artist's hand so much. If you go up to it, you can see all of these fingerprints and all of these places where he was sort of, you know, laying on layers of clay. But, and also this resonance of that empty eye is something that on the left is something that repeats, and this sort of circular shape repeats throughout the show, as we'll see again and again. But then also very simply, it's an owl, and it's his best impression of an owl. And so I think it operates on a few different levels for us. What's also been interesting here is that this is a work that the last time we saw it was actually in its white plaster version. And when he made it in bronze, he was thinking about Storm King and made it with this greenish patina because he loved the resonance that it had with our David Smith collection just across our lawn behind the building over here.
Lawrence said he loved having his work sit within view of the works of Alexander Calder, an artist he greatly admires. While a number of Hausego's works are on a lawn outside the museum building, there are several indoor pieces, many of which are on exhibit for the first time, drawings and felt pieces, to name a few. As Storm King President John Stern explains, Hausego's works occupy rooms both downstairs and up.
That whole gallery 9 on the second floor with the beautiful views is really kind of inspired by, if not a recreation of, his studio. And I think it's so appropriate that he had this idea of, as Nora was describing, of eliminating a separation between studio and the works. So you get a real sense of his process here in so many of the works, and of the studio, which is a source of comfort and refuge for him, as well as these striking finished works that we saw on the top of the hill.
And as Lawrence explains, the studio chairs on the patio are one of Hausego's experiments.
These also are exhibition copies, like the mask on the other side, and he's interested in seeing over the course of this 6 months exhibition how they weather, how they change, what ends up happening with them.
There's another exhibit opening May 4th entitled A Proverbial Machine in the Garden by David Brooks. The piece is a 1970s model Dynaho tractor, purchased, as the curators describe, from a tractor graveyard in Port Jervis in Orange County. The work is titled after Leo Marx's 1964 text, The Machine in the Garden, Technology and the Pastoral Ideal in America.
He's really interested in environmentalism and thinking about how people interact with the landscape.
The tractor is buried under steel grates, intended to be tread upon, and symbolizes both farming and the machinery that helped build Storm King's natural environment, so to speak, but might portend a post-industrial world in which machinery that created the current landscape becomes obsolete. If you decide to venture out one morning or afternoon to the 500-acre landscape that is Storm King Art Center, you may traverse the grounds on foot, bike, or via the solar electric tram debuting this year. You may also venture to stormking.org for more information. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.